Buonasera or buongiorno, depending on what time of day you're tuning in to our 14th lesson. The 14th lesson, la quattordicesima lezione. And today we are going over color. I colori, the colors. So, the first thing to take note of is some of them will have a masculine or a feminine form. Masculine form will end in O, like ragazzo. The feminine form ends in A, like ragazza. Ragazza is a girl. Ragazzo is a boy. For example, casa would be feminine since it ends in an A, so you have to match the color with the object that is being described. So, for example, the first case would be casa bianca. Would be a white house. Subsequently, if it's a masculine object, it would be bianco. So here are the colors. Bianco, bianca. Giallo, gialla. Arancione. Now notice this one doesn't have a masculine or feminine form. It generally, you don't have to have it match the form. That form goes with both masculine or feminine. Rosa is pink. Rosso, rossa. Casa rossa would be a red house. Azzurro, azzurra. Blu, verde, marrone, grigio, grigia, nero, nera. So remember, if you see the slash with the O and the A, you have the masculine and feminine form to worry about. You would also have, it's not mentioned in the lesson, but there's also plural it would have to match in the plural form as well, but we will go over that in a subsequent lesson. And the ones that don't have the slash are generally neuter terms, which you don't have to worry about matching up the masculine or the feminine. And that is our lesson for today, the 14th lesson, la quattordicesima lezione. We went over the colors. Come back for the 15th lesson, the next lesson from www.freeitalianschool.com. The next lesson we will be going over time. Ciao!